Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now, when we begin to see this, we can attach the importance to this ordinance to us, the church age, as we begin to see that it is our duty and our responsibility to partake of the Lord's Supper.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Christ, the Bread of Life, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Paul says that he received from the Lord and he preached it as the gospel. What did he receive from the Lord that he preached as the gospel? He received the instructions concerning the Lord's Supper. Let us read 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. And also we will read from Galatians 1, 11 and 12. He says here, "For I received from the Lord what also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.' For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And then looking at Galatians 1, 11 and 12, Paul says, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." Many people do not have too much for the communion service in modern day time. They say it's just an old ritual. No, it is not an old ritual. It is an ordinance of the church. There's two ordinances that are established for the church age. It is the ordinance of communion and the ordinance of baptism, water baptism. Those two ordinances are established in the New Testament. Jesus taught them. Jesus established them. Now, many say, well, we might need not to follow this. But remember, the Apostle Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. And it says here that, "For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you." Now, Paul is talking to these Corinthians about something that he's already taught them when he was there. And he is saying to them, "I have received this from the Lord." And then with what he says in Galatians, that no man taught him this, what he is teaching, what he calls the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, was given to him by revelation. Now, when we begin to see this, we can attach the importance to this ordinance to us, the church age, as we begin to see that it is our duty and our responsibility to partake of the Lord's Supper. It is not a ritual just for those that are in considered the ministry or the priesthood or the preachers, in other words. It's for all. It was instituted here, as Paul says, with the preaching of the gospel. Now, who was it instituted by? It was instituted or started by Jesus himself personally. He, as he was preparing for his death, he administered the Lord's table. We call it communion. He was looking forward to his death. And he personally administered a Passover. You see, he started what we call the communion. It was started at the same time that they were celebrating Passover. Passover was celebrated as a symbol of deliverance from the slavery that they were in Egypt. Remember, the Passover supper was established before they ever left Egypt. They ate the supper before they ever left. And here now, Jesus establishes a Passover or a deliverance table before the deliverance was ever available. Because you see, this deliverance that he's talking about, that was a physical deliverance. He is talking about a spiritual deliverance. And I want you to notice that spiritual deliverance was not available until Jesus Christ died on the cross and arose on the third day and ascended back to that Father in heaven and said, I have completed the work, and so forth and so on. You know the story. And now it was complete. You see, we must also observe the Lord's table exactly the way they observe the Passover supper. Jesus instituted. He personally said, this is what you're supposed to do. Now, the mode of this supper is the same as it was for the Passover. The mode for the Lord's Supper or the communion table, however you want to call it, the mode is the same. Thanksgiving. They celebrated the Lord's Supper as a thanksgiving for deliverance. We celebrate the communion table as a thanksgiving for our spiritual deliverance. We have been delivered from sin. When you go back in and you begin to study types and shadows, Egypt was a type of sin. The Passover is the type of Christ which delivered us. The death, all of the death there that is established. It is all there and it all comes forth, and that is the type. And then Jesus became the fulfillment of the type. He died that we might be free. Blood was shed for our freedom. See, now, what are the elements? What are the elements that are involved in this supper? In the Passover feast or Passover supper, they had certain elements that were involved. Lamb prepared a certain way, bread prepared a certain way, so forth and so on. And they sat down to eat it in a certain manner and a certain way. What are these elements? The elements that Jesus established are only two. Now, the Passover feast was a complete meal, prepared in a certain way, eat in a certain way, to give thanks for deliverance from bondage. As they were eating this Passover meal, and at the end of the Passover meal, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. And he only used two elements. He used bread and wine. That's the only two elements that are there. The bread is symbolic of the body of Christ. It was broken. He broke the bread. This actually speaks of the physical body of the Lord Jesus Christ that was beaten and battered for us. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes ye were healed. His body was bruised. He was battered. He was beaten. He was broken. Not from the standpoint of having broken bones, but broken. Do you, how many understand what I'm saying to you? Now, he said, eat. This signifies that we are to feed upon Christ spiritually. And in the Word of God, we see it talks about eating the bread of life. How many ever read that in there? The bread of life is the Lord Jesus Christ spiritually. We are to partake of Him. We are to appropriate and to assimilate all He has for us, and to live for Him, and to enjoy the benefits that belong to us because of what is established by this table. This table represents salvation. This table represents healing. This table represents freedom from financial peril. This table represents freedom from depression. This table represents peace. This table represents joy. This table represents life, and it more abundantly. That's what this table represents.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Living Faith Conference is coming up. Madison, Alabama, October the 5th through the 7th, Sunday through Tuesday. We're going to be at Cornerstone Word of Life, Pastors Mark and Rhonda Garver.
Then we're going to switch over to Ridgely, Tennessee at the Abundant Life Church, Pastor Tammy Gray there.
Yes.
And that's be October 8th through 10th, Wednesday through Friday. Hey, if you want to know anything about our traveling schedule, our Living Faith conferences, just go to rhema.org/LFC, and you can find all the information there. And hey, we'd be glad for you to come out and see us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Christ the Bread of Life. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.